and let it carry you until the next harvest time.
Next year.
Mm-hmm. Next year. Mm-hmm. Now that is completely gone. Mm-hmm. You know, the once a year sort of a thing. And taking the children out of school to pick cotton or break corn and that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
That's a thing of the past.
Mm-hmm.
We have, we do have farms around, but they belong to folk who've got a whole lot of land, can afford a whole lot of tractors.
Equipment.
Even the men who drive the tractors get their pay by the week or by, you know, that kind of
mm-hmm.
thing. They're still on a weekly salary. And a backyard garden, that is a thing of the past.
Hmm.
You don't see those anywhere.
Really?
Not anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Once in a while, you may run across a person who lives in a rural area, maybe my age or a little younger, who may have a little okra patch or a few heads of collards of cabbage, but not a real great big garden as it used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why the stores carry so many vegetables. They wouldn't be carrying vegetables if they couldn't sell them.
Mm-hmm.
They know that people will come from 10, 12, 15 miles
mm-hmm.
in the country to buy fresh vegetables, to buy chickens, to buy a piece of pork, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Things 30 years ago, everybody was raising at home.
Themselves. Mm-hmm.
So we don't have the kind of living now in the rural areas
mm-hmm.
as you did, what's this, 30, 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Pardon me, but we thought of this idea to go back and come back. So we don't have the
mm-hmm.
rural areas as such as they used to be.
Mm-hmm.
30 years ago, kids were walking to school.
Mm-hmm.
In rural areas, they would walk 2, 4, and 6 miles.
Mm-hmm.
Every morning.
Didn't have school buses to carry them.
Not 60 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
There's school buses now, but way back mm-hmm. there, they didn't have that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we are.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you were to see now on the street just people, you could not tell where they lived by looking at them.
Mm-hmm.
30 years ago, you could tell those who came from the farms and those who lived in town.
Mm-hmm.
But you couldn't do it now.
Right,
so
that's right.
Everybody mm-hmm. is living, regardless of where they are, they're living as if they were in an urban situation.
Mm-hmm.
Electric lights, air conditioning,
Plumbing,
everything.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of not living too close to people when you get ready to go to the country to live.
Mm-hmm.
You just like, you want a big space.
That's about the only mm-hmm. difference there, really.
That's mm-hmm. the difference between now and then. Of course, 30 years ago also, you did not have very much motor transportation.
Mm-hmm.
And people depended largely upon horse and buggy or the wagon to put their transportation to go places.
Mm-hmm.
But now, child pays.